Hello, my name is Wyatt Windham, and I want to share with you my story involving abortion and how God eventually used that to change my life for the better. I believed in Jesus from a very young age, but I never really knew him, and I started going down the wrong path at a young age as well. I was very prodigal, and I got caught up with drugs and alcohol and sexual immorality. And that was an everyday lifestyle since I was the age of 16 for about 13 years. In the midst of this time, when I was about 22 years old, I was living with my girlfriend, and we were sexually active, but we thought we were not going to get pregnant. My girlfriend unexpectedly became pregnant, and this became a heated argument. Because I didn't want to have a child at the time, but she did. I believe the lie that people say when they say it's not really a baby, it's just a glob of tissue. I was also very selfish and ignorant at the time, and I didn't want anything to do with kids. I just wanted to have my so-called fun lifestyle of partying, doing drugs and alcohol, and having sex with no consequences. I became very manipulative and verbally abusive at the time, and I threatened my girlfriend, told her that if she had the baby, that I would leave her and not help her take care of it. I eventually coerced her into going to get an abortion, and she was very upset on the way to the clinic, and when we left, she was crying hysterically. Our relationship deteriorated after that, and we eventually broke up. I went about my life of partying, drinking, drugs, sexual immorality, and I didn't think about the issue for another 4 or 5 years. Over those next years, I was becoming tired, sick and tired of my lifestyle, and I really wanted to change. But the powers of drugs, alcohol, and sexual immorality had a grip on me. Then one day, a female friend of mine confided in me that she was very depressed. She went on to tell me that she had unexpectedly become pregnant and that her boyfriend was trying to get her to have an abortion. She assured me she was not going to have an abortion, no matter what. This was the first time I had thought about my experience with abortion in years. And that night when she told me that, an overwhelming sense of guilt and shame came over me, as I had, for the first time, seen the situation from my ex-girlfriend's point of view. My friend ended up having her baby, and I spent time with her and her baby. And this increased my depression. And this was a part of a long process that went on for about a year and a half of me getting more and more depressed over this issue. I saw the joy and the love that my friend shared with her baby, and I realized it was a gift from God, and also that I had that chance to have that gift, but I had abandoned it. I kept drinking more heavily and doing drugs, trying to dull the pain that I was having from this abortion. I was so depressed that if I saw a child in public or on television, I would break down and cry. I could barely function. On one of those days, I was getting high and drunk, like usual, with my so-called friends, and I got very sick. I threw up about 10 times, and I cried out to God that night. I wanted to change. I wanted to stop doing drugs and alcohol, and I wanted to live a better life. God delivered me that night. That was June 28th, 2004, and I haven't done any drugs or alcohol since. About a week and a half later, I had been sober, but I was still very depressed about the abortion issue and crying out to God for forgiveness. And I felt so ashamed at what I had done. And I didn't even know I could get help. But then I met a lady in a Wendy's restaurant, and we started talking, and I found out that she worked for First Care Family Resources. I didn't know this place existed at all, or that there was any place that I could get help for my post-abortion stress. But she connected me with a Bible study, a post-abortion Bible study for men, that was starting that very week. I ended up going to it, and it totally changed my life. At that first Bible study, God opened my eyes to what He was doing, that He was bringing me to a place of help and healing for all the shameful things I had done. I felt an amazing deliverance that day that I went to the Bible study. And I continued for another 10 or 12 weeks through the study, in which I learned to forgive myself and that I can move on with my life and live a better life. I learned the scripture that says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." And I have been motivated to share the pro-life message and live my life for Him ever since this happened back in 2004. And I have experienced what I now call my life verse, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. I will always regret what I did involving abortion, what I did to my ex-girlfriend and to our baby. And I don't understand all the reasons why that happened and why God allowed it, but I see that He has worked it all out for my good. And I will be reunited with my baby in heaven. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this testimony. I hope and pray it helps you understand that abortion is never the right choice. Children are always a gift from God, and He will help you take care of what He has given you. And if you have made the wrong choice, I hope and pray this helps you understand that there is always forgiveness and redemption in Jesus Christ. Thank you again, and God bless you.